Central Okanagan Public Schools has been busy repainting Pride crosswalks and rainbow art this week. School District 23 says there has been 3 vandalism incidents targeting the LGBTQ+ community in the past 2 weeks, at West Kelowna's Mount Boucherie Senior Secondary School, Lake Country's George Eliot Secondary and the Educational Services Center in Kelowna on Hollywood Road. While the crimes committed in West Kelowna and Lake Country are suspected to be done by youth, and South Dakota 23 spokesperson says security footage shows an adult male responsible for the vandalism at the Educational Services Center. This one is concerning and very disappointing, especially because the evidence there indicates it was not a youth messing around and trying to be inflammatory. This was an adult who very cowardly attacked a symbol of inclusion, said in South Dakota 23 spokesperson. The vandalism included offensive slurs and inappropriate images painted across the sidewalk. The vandalism at the Educational Services Center occurred on the weekend, and the South Dakota 23 operations team acted as soon as possible Monday morning to remove the hateful paint. As soon as something like this is reported, we get someone on it. Anything on walls gets painted and covered right away. Same thing with crosswalks and sidewalks. As far as I'm aware, it's all been cleaned up, said the spokesperson. The school district paints rainbow crosswalks and other artwork as a way to invite people to school and make sure everyone feels welcome and included. We're always focused on creating inclusive spaces, and obviously the school district condemns any expression of hate or intolerance. When this vandalism does occur, we're always seeking to minimize the harm to anyone. We don't want kids showing up to school and seeing that sort of thing or staff members getting hurt, said the spokesperson. While the Educational Services Center was vandalized this past weekend, George Eliot was vandalized on October 20, while Mount Boucherie Senior Secondary was vandalized on October 15.